Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
We have AIG going under. And this is these are credit default swaps.
We now have are working on a we're told not to call it another.
Take a look at this letter that she wrote to the editor of the Chillicothe Gazette.
Congressman King, well, you know, I'm just trying to figure this out.
So many of these people are so poor and they are so black.
I forgot he was black tonight.
And I'm like, oh, snap.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We know what we're talking about, and you'll never hear us say something along the lines of...
I forgot he was black tonight.
Or maybe every now and again. 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, where are the Haiti relief funds going, man? I mean, we know that we're raising bread, but where's it going? We're going to be joined by Gandhi Sinclair of the Haiti Business Board here this evening at 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. And the reason why we tell you about that is, well, first of all, we have so many affiliates joining us left, right, and center. And as we go through our site design and you go over to our affiliate, we're going through a site redesign. As you go to our affiliate page, you'll just find a PDF file, but it does have a list of all of our affiliates there. And a new one tonight joins us in Santa Barbara, California, KIST. So there's that. And then there is our live streaming audio, our live streaming video. You can go to our website tonight and take a look at you can take a look at me, you know, and how this whole thing goes down. 877-876-PHIL. Let's talk this evening. Now, as you know, and we've made no, you know, we're not shy about saying that we find it unseemly and we think it quite insulting that so many good people throughout the world have donated money for the relief of the people of Haiti, and we are not given any answers at all. We're told you better give more. We're told, you know, they need this, they need that, they need something else. And as a matter of fact, I heard today the temerity of this one reporter saying the United States has promised this, that, and something else, and they haven't come through. Well, I beg to differ here. I think that maybe somebody should explain where this money is going, and then we'll be very happy to take a shovel and dig more money out of the money pile and throw it into the dump truck and dump it off in Haiti. Now, if I sound a little cavalier, I'm sure my next guest will forgive me. Mr. Gandhi Sinclair, we've talked this candidly before, sir, off air. And Mr. Sinclair, by the way, with the Haitian Business Board. Do you disagree with what I'm saying, sir?
No, not to a degree. I don't disagree at all with what you say. I think you need to understand the money is getting to the right places in Haiti. And the money is reaching the Haitian people. But I don't think for a moment that what you have said tonight, Mr. Hendry, or any other night you have spoken of this, or what many news commentator. And please understand that in my country, in Haiti, newspaper editorial, radio editorial, television editorial say the same thing. We know that the money is coming from the international community and is coming into our country. And where is the money going? And so we endeavor to answer this question. But I can tell you that the money is going to the Haitian people through the Haitian government. And to have no fear, but I don't for a moment begrudge you your question. I would say to you that once you give the money and once you donate the money, then please be reassured that the money is going to get to the Haitian people in terms of the, as you mentioned in earlier your broadcast, the goods and services that come to the people. But beyond that, once the money is donated, then you have to have faith that we are going to do our best by our people. And your interest and your active interest is no longer needed in that.
Is no longer needed. But my asking the question, you know, where's this money going? All right, let me ask you the question, Mr. Sinclair. Where's the money going?
The money is going to the Haitian people.
No, but I mean, I heard, for instance, I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir.
Go ahead.
Today I heard that there is a need for instance, a certain kind of medical equipment. I think they need X-ray machines. I've heard that water is a problem. I've heard that tents, as of yesterday and the day before, I heard that they need tents. How are these tents, how is this medical equipment, how is this water Tell me how the Haitian government is dealing with this.
Well, it's a good question. These questions, like every question that is asked about Haiti, especially in these times, so distressed times, need to be answered because our people, we want to take care of our people. This is a question to answer you. The money that donated and the equipment that's donated will go to a Haitian government, is delivered either by way of an international bank of wire in terms of the money or by the good, the hard delivery of a hardwood of air transport. Then the Haitian government takes possession of that. And that hopefully answers your question.
It doesn't really answer my question. I'm asking you, you say that once the money is wired and once the equipment, the delivery of these hard goods to by way of air transport, I think is what you said?
Yes, by way of air transport, a military transport, a commercial transport, some kind of a freight transport, yes.
All right. So once that gets to the island of Haiti, then what?
Well, here again, you're dealing with the sovereign the sovereign state of Haiti, and you're dealing with the internal matters of Haiti, that the money and the goods are getting to the Haitian people. And you to ask me how does it go from the Haitian government? This is an internal matter. The people of Haiti want to make sure the money has gotten there. The government will take care of money. We have a great many needs at the government level, of course. We need to rebuild a government building. We need to have appropriate transport for our government ministers because they are receiving, as you know, international representatives at all the time. And we need to reestablish the ruling body of our country. So a lot of times you take the money buy a Mercedes-Benz, which would be transport for a government minister, or a cigar or something like this to help.
Hold on for a minute. Are you telling me the money that's going into Haiti, they're buying Mercedes-Benz and they're buying cigars?
No, no. In some instances, yes, but the Haitian people, and here is where I want to explain to your audience, the Haitian people wanted to know that their government is a solvent government and is a respected government. If the Haitian people see that their government and the minister of the government are being treated with respect, you see, and have a proper place to live and have the proper place to meet and do have, as extreme as it might sound to you, do have a Mercedes-Benz going to take them to and from the airport or do have a cigar to smoke, this goes a long way in my country because you understand the Haitian people are very proud people. And they want their government to be respected. And in many instances, as hard as this might be for you to understand, in many instances, the Haitian people would much rather go without water or food sometimes so that their government is respected.
But, sir, Mr. Sinclair, you're saying to me that the people of Haiti would much rather see their government respected internationally.
That is correct, yes.
All right, and I don't doubt that. But that they would rather them have a Mercedes-Benz, a cigar to smoke, and a nice building to meet in than rather have water.
All things being equal, I'm not saying the Haitian people don't want relief. Of course they want relief. But you're asking me what happens to the money when it gets to Haiti. And I'm telling you this is an internal matter. The Haitian government...
Are you telling me it's none of my business?
No, I would not put it like that, no.
But, I mean, essentially, are you saying that it's none of my business?
No, I would like to put it like that. It's a rude way to put it. I'm saying that we thank America from the bottom of our heart for the generosity of the people. But once we take possession of the money, then yes, we have been peppered with these questions for weeks now, and we are respectfully saying to American people, trust that we know what we are doing. We'll take the money. We'll do the best for our people. And we ask you to very kindly get it. I'm trying to remember the phrase when I went to school in America, off my back, you know?
Get off my back?
Get off my back, yeah.
Well, that's a little rude.
But it's not rude. It's accurate to just get to climb off my back like a wife, naggy wife, you know.
Well, in my country, sir, it's not particularly considered polite to compare the earnest and heartfelt questions of a people to a nagging wife. You understand?
But to the Haitian people, you have to understand it. That's what it sounds like. A wife that won't shut her mouth, but keeps bothering. However,
well, the American people are we're not nagging wives who won't shut our mouths. We just want to know once the money gets there.
No, I understand.
Once the money gets there, how is it getting to the Haitian people?
No, I understand that, but you understand, it's none of your you and really any American who donated money to the Haiti Relief Fund. Really, you don't have any right to ask what we're doing with the money. It's our business. You see?
Why do you say it's your business? I donated money. Okay.
You donated money to Haiti. You donated money to the Haitian government, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you gave to the Haitian government. Now we have the money, but it's none of your business. Where do you? Where is it written that you get to? You stick your nose. You know?
No, sir, every day on my television, I'm seeing my American reporters talking about what is needed in Haiti. It isn't being given to them.
Well, it's propaganda. It's all that is. You American reporters are going to propagandize and make Haiti look as bad as they possibly can, so they have a story to tell. But Haiti is doing fine, and it is because of those reporters that we have a phone call from you. You're a good man, Phil, but your phone call from American reporter. Climbing on my back and won't get off my back, you see, and ask me a question. It's none of your business because it's an internal security sovereign matter, you see.
So you consider the money that is going to Haiti for relief to be a Haitian sovereign matter of internal policy that is none of my business.
You gave us the money for us to spend how we want. When you give a gift to your son that's cast, you ask how he spent it or where he spent it?
Sometimes I do.
It's, in my country, it's considered rude. It's all I'm trying to say.
If my son is a 15-year-old kid and
if your son is a 15-year-old kid and you find out that he spent that money buying a rock of crack, you're going to blame yourself, not your son, you see. And you blame the son.
All right, hold the line, okay, Mr. Sinclair, Gandhi Sinclair, and we'll be right back with you, sir.
My pleasure, yeah.
Mr. Gandhi Sinclair of Haiti, who is with the Haitian Business Board, and you just heard the exchange he and I had, that the money that we have given to Haiti, that we have donated, once it gets down to the Haitian government, it's really none of our business how they spend it, because we've been asking the question, where is it going? What are you doing with it? And the answer I'm getting here is, it's none of your business. Just trust that we're doing the right thing, including the purchase of at least one Mercedes-Benz so they can get to and from the airport. 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-PHIL. Do we have the right to know where relief funds are going? 877-876-PHIL, world famous, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Mr. Gandhi Sinclair of the Haitian Business Board, and we're very grateful that he's with us. We're talking about the money that has been raised through American charity, through international effort, no matter what the country, to send relief to Haiti. And our conversation is going to continue. We'll take some phone calls, Mr. Sinclair. But getting back to just the last part of our conversation, you said that the money goes to Haiti and then it's none of our business.
If that's not a horse, you know.
Well, it sounds a little harsh, yeah.
It is an internal security sovereign matter. There was accounting, you know, for the money that is used in Haiti. The government had infrastructure expense for a birthday party. That was a minister of defense for the child, you understand?
A birthday party for who?
For the minister of defense, a child, his daughter. When they hired a clown, I'm trying to think the word, not a clown, did the card trick, you know. So they built an infrastructure. But this was a negligible cost of a $2,000 or $3,000 professional entertainer for this clown. But a clown comedy did a card trick, and perhaps you're referring to that.
No, I didn't know anything about that. Was this was something a clown was hired for a birthday party, and that was something that was charged off on the earthquake relief?
Yeah, if you read about that, yeah. And we had to explain that it's very difficult to explain to an international committee the culture of my country. This is considered to be the Haitian people would never not allow for the dignity of the festivity of the government. If a daughter of the defense minister is going to have a birthday party and they hire a clown to do a card trick or pull a nickel out from someone's ear or, you know, however they wanted to do this. The people would internationally upset, but the Haitian people understand.
So the Haitian people understand that earthquake relief money will go to hiring clowns for birthday parties and a Mercedes-Benz.
This is a national pride, and I don't think there is any way that you would not deny the national pride.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here, talking with Gandhi Sinclair of Haiti. Carol in Raleigh, North Carolina. Carol, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Gandhi Sinclair. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mr. Sinclair.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Yes.
I'm here in Raleigh, North Carolina. In my area, there are churches down there donating. There's one church group brought back some kids until your country is rebuilt. People still raising money to
yes.
spend.
Yeah, we thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Okay. I've been through hurricanes, and I know you've all been through a lot of hurricanes, and I know Haitian people in this area where I live. When funds go down and we open up our newspaper, we see people begging for food, water, shelter, saying they haven't gotten it, and they walking in from different cities. Don't you think that should come before a birthday party and a clown?
This is a typical American point of view, you know, Phil and Lady Carol. This is American point of view.
Well, it's an American point of view, but this is a humanitarian point of view.
I'm talking a humanitarian point of view,
yes.
Not just
well, you are American.
I'm an international person. I have relatives from all countries.
But are you aware that this is a moment of pride for the Haitian people to know that the government is working?
The government is working by having a clown at a birthday party?
Hold on.
Don't you believe in feeding and clothing, shelter and water come before partying? Before you give a party?
Before a
you
pottery?
Without, you don't, before you have a party. Don't you think you need
party,
a roof on your head and clothes and food and
yes,
medicine?
I can see. I understand perfectly what your concern is. But the Haitian people, in many ways, do understand. This is a proud people. These were the first slave revolt, you know.
I know,
and,
I know.
We revolted, and we would rather die. In some instances, we'd rather die from starvation and disease. Literally, leprosy, even.
Than
deprive a clown.
Wait a minute. You just said you would die from leprosy rather than not have a clown at a birthday party?
For the national pride, I'm saying. Some people would. But
what about Carol's asking a very good question here, Gandhi, and I don't mean to yell at you, but what about the people that we're seeing on television? They just dragged a man out of rubble today. However long this poor man, a week and a half, this man
days.
Had been under the rubble.
15
days.
Yeah. Okay. Is he alive? Did he get his water?
Yes.
There you go. So what are you breaking? I don't understand. Yes, it's one person, but they're finding more
didn't you
and
say
more.
Go ahead, Carol. I'm sorry. I'm very.
Didn't you say you went to a college in America?
I did. University. Yes, I went to University of Chicago, and later did a postgraduate work at the University of Illinois.
Okay.
I'm
a humanitarian. Pardon?
Yes,
I'm a humanitarian.
But the Haitian people. The man, when I said leprosy, I didn't mean leprosy, but his man's nose fell off. And I said, we must help. He said, no. Is there a clown? This is very difficult for Americans to understand.
Is there a clown? All right. I got to take a break here.
But the lady doesn't.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Well, let's get to the good part.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show. We're speaking with a gentleman from the Haitian Business Board, Mr. Gandhi Sinclair, who has been good enough to come on the air with us to talk about the Haitian supply relief effort. The money that you and I donate, the money that is donated internationally, at some point needs to be turned into the things the Haitian people need, whether it's tents, whether it's water, whether it is medical equipment, whether it is milk for children, whether it is food, and on we go, whether it's the actual relief effort, you know, whether it's heavy equipment. And Mr. Sinclair has been talking with us. Now, we're asking how the money gets from the Haitian government to the people, but you have pretty much said to us, that's I'm not going to know that.
Well, no, I don't think I, if I've...
No, you basically said it's none of my business.
I know. No, Phil, please. I'd be happy to tell you, but I'm saying that in my opinion and Haitian culture and the Haitian tradition, is none of your business, any more than it. If Haiti were to ask America, where is the money going to, where is the money, for instance, going to health care reform? And you said it's none of your business, you'd be right.
Well, is Haiti donating money to health care reform?
Is Haiti doing what, Phil?
Is Haiti donating money to American health care reform?
No, Haiti is a poor country.
Well, then Haiti wouldn't have any business asking in the first place.
Haiti has no business asking.
But I'm telling you that we have business asking because we're giving money.
No, you don't. You can ask, but no, I don't have to tell you because it's none of your business. Now, if we get back, can I get back to...
Well, I don't understand that.
Can I get back to the government, the birthday party? There was every year, this is a government birthday party at the defense minister's daughter. She's 11 years old. And she is the apple, you know, of the eye of the defense minister. So every year this is a birthday party. We had this planned. This had already been planned. And the clown that you have spoken of, that you took exception, this is a Haitian clown. So we had hired a Puerto Rican clown 2 years ago, a Puerto Rican, last year Jamaican. So it puts a Haitian clown to work. And a festival that is covered by the news.
Sir, I don't care whether you hired a Puerto Rican clown last year or a Jamaican clown the year before or whether this year you've hired a Haitian clown. To me, it seems like there's better, as that last lady said, there are better ways to use that money. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Heather on the Phil Hendry Show with Gandhi Sinclair. Go ahead, Heather.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I can appreciate that Haiti has a completely different culture than ours and that the role of government there is completely different than the role of government in America. But as Americans, we sent our money in good faith, believing that that money would be used for the physical saving of lives, for nothing else. And I believe that any time someone gives their money to something, they have a right to know that it has been used for the purpose that they gave it.
Okay, Gandhi, you want to answer?
Yes, I'd be happy to answer the lady. It's a good, very, and I'm very grateful for the lady's question. And I would say, Phil, first of all, yes, I want to say and to assure her that the money that is donated by the American people is going directly to the help and the aid and relief of my country. This is my country. I want to see my country rebuild itself. Of course I do. I want to see the lives. And so that money will go to the government. And it so happened they had a need of transportation for the Mercedes-Benz, which was taken from funds. But this is infrastructure. Cigars and this. The clown is also something that is a part of the culture. Is important.
All right, now that we know all about that, what about the water and things like that?
Well, as I said, this is not really any of your business.
You just said to my caller, Heather, that you'd be happy to answer her question.
Yes, I'm very happy to answer her question.
You just said it's none of her business. go ahead, Heather. I'm sorry.
It is my business because I sent you the money to do a certain thing with that money. And so don't you see that if you want to buy a Mercedes-Benz with your money, that's perfectly fine. If you can handle this crisis by your own resources, that's perfectly fine. But if you say to the world, we need your help, then you have a commitment to the world when you receive that help to say, look, we are doing this, this, and this with this money. And you know what? To be perfectly frank, if you are not being upfront and honest, then why? Why can't you just answer the question if it's really going to the correct places?
Oh, we are. We are. But we are very modest people. And we're very proud people. And it's we're not used to people asking us, what do you do? Why do you do what? But I can
you know, sir, I'm sure that you're not used to having an earthquake, too, but this is a different time for you.
Well, no, actually, we are used to an earthquake, hurricane. It's the location of our beautiful island. But I can tell you, the money, for instance, for a Zydeco festival, if you're familiar with Zydeco, it is a Creole music, but the influence of Haiti. And the Zydeco festival is going to go on. They had to burn a stack of bodies in the city town square. It was unfortunate. But it was a choice between the money to bury and identify those bodies, but do you then take the Zydeco Festival, and we're bringing in some of the top bands from the Caribbean.
Are you telling me you're having a Zydeco Festival as opposed to identifying and properly burying bodies?
Mr. Henry, those bodies were in a state of decay. There was a health problem. There could have been typhoid.
But the fact is that the bodies were there for days and you could have identified them, and you're using money for a Zydeco festival? What is Zydeco?
What is Zydeco? You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding.
It's great music. It's music.
To me, that's a non-issue. I didn't send the money for any kind of band to be hired or a clown to be at a birthday party. I sent the money for lives to be physically saved. If the money has not been applied to that, then you have not, in good faith, done what I asked to be done with my money. And I don't think you can really answer that, because obviously that's not what you're doing with the money.
I don't know what to say. So you're telling me that a Zydeco festival that's 65 years old,
yes, sir. We're telling you that a Zydeco festival of 65 years duration should be canceled so that you can deal with the identification and removal and eventual burial of body. You know, these are people that people have lost relatives, and you're just setting fire to a pile of bodies.
It started to stink. What would you do? I would ask the lady, what would she do? You know.
You get... All right, Heather, thank you very much.
See, she doesn't have an answer.
Of course she's got an answer. She's stunned listening to you. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Tony. Tony, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Henry. Hi, Mr. Sinclair.
Yes, sir.
I have to say, Mr. Sinclair, you sound like a very educated man, but the words that are coming out of your mouth sounds preposterous. I mean, your whole attitude sounds ridiculous. I mean, your country is going through such a crisis of this magnitude at this time, and you're talking about festivals and clowns and parties. I mean, may I ask, what is your nationality?
I am Haitian. I am from Haiti.
You're a descendant of Haitian? You actually come from
Haiti?
You were born there?
Yes, sir. Certainly. I went to a college, United States. I said to the other lady, I went to a University of Chicago and took a graduate degree, University of Illinois. I lived in the United States from the early 1980s on. Came back to Haiti in 1990.
And it doesn't bother you that you're saying the Haitian government is doing these things at a time like this? That you're saying that's part of the culture, but, I mean, what about humanity? What about just being a part of the human race? How can that be okay when we're seeing on the news you got kids walking around with no shoes on, you got bodies in the middle of the street, and you're telling me that you're okay with parties and clowns and festivals and Mercedes-Benz rides? You're okay with that? And you're from Haiti?
Yes, of course I'm from Haiti. I understand my people. You know, your name is... I'm sorry, I did not get the gentleman.
His name's Tony.
Tony.
Yeah.
You are very judgmental.
I'm judgmental?
You know,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to come off as judgmental, but it's very disturbing
to see
the images that I see every day and see these kids and these people going through this tragedy, and to hear you on the radio talking about it's the culture having parties and not bury bodies because you want to have this festival. And
We had a controversy for 3 years. The defense minister's daughter was to be feted for her birthday, and they hired a Puerto Rican. And the following year, we said we will make right of this to hire a Haitian.
I understand that, Mr. Right. I heard all of that. That really doesn't matter.
No one cares about whether you hired a Puerto Rican or not. Yeah.
Who cares?
The people of Haiti do. Have you been to Port-au-Prince? I can assure you that you would not know the difference on the day after the earthquake or 3 weeks before.
I have been to Port-au-Prince.
I don't know how to. Yeah, yeah. So you know what I'm saying.
Oh, but come on.
Who are you talking about?
What I don't understand, Mr. Sinclair, is if you're from Haiti, you have to feel.
Yes,
I'm from there, and I feel terrible about what I see going on. But you seem
you're
to be so cavalier about this, the priorities, the mix-up in the priorities of your government. And what I don't understand is, how could you be okay with that?
I can only respond to what my government has. If they tell me that I've got to hire three Zydeco bands to get the South Stage, okay, because we got a sponsorship coming from Pacifico Beer. What are you laughing at?
No, I'm not laughing. This is not laughing.
Wait. You had to do what?
I had to hire three bands for the South Stage. I understand that you don't know, see, because of your judgmentalism, you don't understand.
No, I don't understand it. And the other thing you said was, have you been to Port-au-Prince, you wouldn't know the difference before the earthquake or after the earthquake.
Because everybody's walking around in bare feet. The president of the country walks around in bare feet.
Wow.
That's what we do.
You drink water.
No. Yeah, and to have dead bodies laying around, but you got enough money so you can hire a Haitian clown as opposed to a Puerto Rican clown. And that you have enough money so that you have the South Stage for the Zydeco Festival because Pacifico Beer's been signed on as a spot. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something, man. You better hope Pacifico Beer isn't listening to this.
Exactly. I was told that they were good.
Good for what?
I was told they were a lock.
Oh, they were a lock, huh? You know something, man? I would love to be, you know, you're no good. I want to talk to a government minister.
I'm as high up in the government as you're going to get. I'm as high up in the government as you're going to get. You're not going to talk to the president because he's...
And is the president walking around in bare feet?
Yeah. I mean, he's in the Mercedes.
Mr. Sinclair,
you
can't be the best representation of the Haitian government. If you're
right
not
now,
in an uprage...
I'm as good as it gets.
At these practices, if you're not in an uprage, you don't need to be anywhere near government.
Exactly.
I'm as good... And right now, Mr. Hendry, I can assure you that I'm as good as it gets. I've tried to answer your questions the very, very best way that I know how. I tried to impress upon you the terrible internal dialogue we had when this PR, not PR, but the, when the...
When the Puerto Rican clown was hired?
Yes, when the Puerto Rican clown...
All right.
I know when you are basically saying you're full of it and you're not saying it. That's what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So you are saying it.
I am saying it, yeah. You're full of it, and that last gentleman couldn't have said it better. Your priorities are wrong. Worrying about what clown to hire, the Mercedes-Benz, and how to fill out the South Stage for the Zydeco Festival.
And you don't get it, do you? A very pleasant good evening to you.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Bill Henry.
I mean, what's to get, man?
You don't get it.
L.A. police were able to extinguish most of the fires, but that didn't stop the crowd from growing increasingly rowdy and violent. And then get a load of what they were doing. People were taking pictures of themselves in front of bonfires holding looted stuff. In other words, a dude rips off some shoes, then takes a picture of himself. He takes a picture of himself committing a crime, and he puts it up on YouTube. Whoa, yeah! It's time for Iron Swine.
It's time for Iron Swine.
Yeah, time for Iron Swine. Iron Swine tonight. Go down to, you know, where Michael Jackson lived and find out about a pill-popping doctor. Give a pill to a man. Kill a man with a pill.
That's right. Tonight on Iron Swine, brought to you by, it's brought to you by, like a medicine, some kind of medicine.
Like NyQuil?
Yeah, brought to you by NyQuil. Tonight on Iron Swine, he's going to go and find out about it.
Yeah. Iron Swine got a call where Iron Swine, you know, he live at a headquarters. He's not like a regular cop. You know, he don't go to the cop station. But all he do is he sit in his house. He's like an Iron Swine headquarters.
Yeah, it's like a big pen.
Yeah, like a swine pen.
The Iron Swine's sitting there in his own feces. And he's like,
what are you guys talking about now?
What? It's Iron Swine.
What do you mean he's sitting there in his own feces?
That would do it, living up in a, like a swine pen.
You know, come on, man, you're wilting my permanent. You're busting the paradigm.
Yeah, okay, man, sorry to interrupt your art.
Yeah, nobody ever interrupts you.
No, not much, just your big mouth.
Now I gotta start all over again.
Don't start all over again, just...
All right, Iron Swine's getting called out from his pig pen because he's gotten a call...
And a case of the pill-popping doctor on Iron Swine.
Iron Swine gets in his car, and he's going to race to the... Here he is. Here's his car. See, listen. Get in the car.
And Iron Swine has to go out and find a pill-popping doctor. You know he has to go on out to Beverly Hills. He got the address someplace. Because he's crippled, and he's in a wheelchair, he dropped in his dress book, and now I got to get all these people. Hey, help me with the dress book.
Yeah, excuse me. Can I get my address book, please? Yeah, thank you very much. And now he folds up his wheelchair and gets into the van. And off they go. And they go over to Michael Jackson's house. They go, oh, you're Michael Jackson? He goes, yeah, but I'm dead. And they go, how did you die? And he says, doctor.
Yeah, and that's when Iron Swine said, I better go find that doctor, Mr. Jackson. You get back in your coffin.
And he goes, yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you wouldn't ordinarily do that, but that's how we do it on the show. And then they find a doctor and they put him under arrest, and Iron Swine goes back to his pen.
Go back to his swine pen.
Iron Swine. Brought to you by, what did we say?
Like Campbell's Soup or something.
Campbell's Soup. For like a headache?
Okay, that's fine.
So what's Campbell's Soup?
No, I mean NyQuil.
NyQuil. Iron Swine, brought to you by NyQuil and a pill popper.
Jeez.
You're always butting in.
I only butted in when you said he was sitting in his own feces. That part I had to, I mean, is that your hero? That's your crime-fighting hero, huh?
Yeah, man. Your name Iron Swine, live in a pen.
What do you think he's going to do? You think he's going to sit there in a bathrobe?
What is he? Is he actually a pig?
No, he's Iron Swine. He got his nickname on account of what he did against the swine flu.
Yeah. Don't you read too good?
I know where you got the idea. All right. I'm sorry I shouldn't have butt in, okay?
Yeah, you screwed everything up. Now I got to call Mr. Hall.
Oh, that's... Bud.
No.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We got to come up here with the story of the kids. You know, there's a very tragic story there in Philadelphia. Not tragic so much as just sad. Okay.
He's online, too.
Yes, David.
Why don't you just let the retard and his friend do their bit so we can get out of it and move on with the show? What do you got to butt in for?
I didn't mean to. What are those sirens?
Never mind about the sirens, okay? I had a fender bender. What are you butting in for?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have butted in.
The kid had a flea, he was on a roll. I was laughing my ass off. Then the minute you busted in with, oh, he's been in your own feces, I ran right into the back end of this model.
Really? Like, what's her name?
What do you mean, what's her name? No, it was a Cadillac, a 56, restored. And I'm standing there, I'm waiting for my insurance guy. I got the cops all over the place. Just let them do what they're doing, okay? And the sooner they get it done, the sooner you're back into the show. Do you understand? Capiche? You savvy, like a man said?
Yes, I savvy, sorry.
Yeah. So there. Good for you. Fine. Now get these. Start. No, don't take that one. That's fine.
Phil Hendry.